Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. How do you cope with a devastating loss? What do you do when someone you love is gone?
Life changes, and felt like there was a void kind of closing in on me, preventing me from breathing.
That's Facebook's chief operating officer and widow, Sheryl Sandberg. This week, we'll hear her story of the loss of her husband, how it changed her perspective, and how she is trying to help others with her new book, Option B. Sheryl Sandberg talks about coping with loss on this week's American Cafe. By nearly all measures, Sheryl Sandberg had it all. She was happily married, had healthy children, was a successful author, and worked at a job that made her massively wealthy. But in May of 2015, that changed. That's when her former husband, the late David Goldberg, the CEO of SurveyMonkey, died while running on a treadmill as the couple vacationed in Mexico. Sandberg, the author of Lean In, which focused on women building their confidence and taking leadership roles, was devastated. She told the Associated Press her own loss was magnified by having to get her children through the loss of their father. She says she found help with a friend and therapist, Adam Grant.
I was so worried that my children would never be happy again, that their happiness would have been destroyed in that instant we lost their father. And what Adam said to me is that the sadness never goes away entirely. And of course it doesn't. I miss him every day. But that there were steps I could take to help my kids and myself recover. Option B is our attempt to share what we learned from people who have studied this for a really long time, but also just amazing people that have faced all forms of adversity and really come out on the other side.
Sandberg's book, Option B, Facing Adversity, Building Resilience, and Finding Joy, tells of her struggle with grief. She says that she had read about grief and loss and the emotions that go with it, but she wasn't really prepared for it when it was her turn.
I'd read about grief, so I had heard about the anger, the sorrow, the isolation. But what I hadn't really thought about was how loss in one area of your life can really destroy your self-confidence. I mean, I wrote a whole book for women on self-confidence, but when Dave died, it made me feel like I couldn't do anything. You know, how could I do a good job at work when I could barely get through a meeting without crying? How could I parent when I had no idea how to parent grieving children?
Sandberg admits that her husband's death and her subsequent struggles showed her how much she had gotten wrong in her previous book, especially when it comes to being a single parent.
And I did a post on this last Mother's Day where I said, I didn't get this. You know, being a single mother is harder than parenting with Dave, particularly with grieving children, and I don't face the financial challenges so many single mothers face.
The American Psychological Association says that talking about the death of a loved one can help people work through their grief. Sheryl Sandberg says that she used to think it was better not to mention someone's loss, but she learned the exact opposite is true.
When I lost Dave, I had all the grief, but I also felt increasingly isolated because people were afraid to talk about it. They kind of looked at me like I was a deer in the headlights. All the easy interactions I used to have, dropping my kids at school, coming into the office, were gone. And so grief led to isolation, led to more grief, led to more isolation. And part of what I hope Option B does is kick those elephants out of the room so we can start talking to each other.
The APA also recommends eating well and trying to get enough exercise and enough sleep as coping mechanisms. Seeking therapeutic help with a counselor or psychologist can also help to manage grief. But Sheryl Sandberg had the economic means to do those things. She says that companies and the government need to do more for the millions of people who suffer devastating loss and don't have a way to cope.
When people face hardship or tragedy, whether it's illness or something happening to a family member or loss, we need to do more to help them, and we don't do it. Companies need to do more. I'm really lucky. Facebook had great policies, bereavement policies, leave policies in place before. But after Dave died, I worked with my team to extend them even further. We now give 20 days for bereavement of an immediate family member and 10 days for an extended family members. Most people get almost no time off at all and no paid time off. And so our companies need to do better.
Not everyone works for a company that can give them time off for bereavement. There is no U.S. government mandate for companies to offer paid maternity or paternity leave. The new American Health Care Act would allow some states to opt out of maternity care, though the House-passed bill still has to pass the Senate, and it is expected to undergo changes. But Sheryl Sandberg says public policy needs to change when it comes to family and parental leave.
We are the only developed country in the world that does not offer paid maternity leave, let alone paternity leave. We do not give people the time off they need and the paid time off they need to take care of themselves and loved ones. And I feel strongly we need to do better.
So what do you think? We'd love to hear your opinion on this topic. You can log on to our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. If you want to hear previous editions of our show, visit voanews.com. Click on the red Listen tab and look under Our Broadcast Programs. Until next time, I'm David Byrd. Thanks for listening.